Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
thank you for waking us up this morning and just being good to us. Even though the devil attacks us in ways that we have not even thought of, I thank you. Thank you, Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thanks for giving us sheep or saints, sane, sound mind with excellent health. Thank you, Father, for giving us courage to do your will, prosperity in all endeavors, and for having us to have the mind to surrender to you and become obedient and just follow you no matter what the attacks are that our adversary throws at us. I pray this prayer in your name, Yeshua's name, your son's name, who the adversary has called Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sheep, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 3 through 17, I believe. And the fourth commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. It's the commandments, the Ten Commandments are found also in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. My Bible is torn up, and I pray this year that our Heavenly Father will provide me with money enough to purchase a new King James Version of the Bible. I will be happy. I'm happy with what I have, and I'm thankful because it is allowing me, along with Blog Talk Radio program show, to be able to be obedient to God, God's words. He told me to feed his sheep, and that I'm trying to do and best that as I can, along with he told me about 25 years ago to minister unto the people and fear not, I am with you. So that's the gas that I go on, because that devil attacks me in ways that I don't even think of daily. And I should not be of any interest to him, but I guess I am, because he just loved to bother me. And once you, sheep, I pray that you who have been given an assignment and you're too afraid or scared to do it, as I was, because I tell you, I used to literally shake. But God has blessed me with the courage that I need. And I know that if he blesses me with the courage that I need to do his will, and he has made a way for me, like I said, through Blog Talk Radio, and the devil keeps attacking me in one way or the other. My credit card that I use to pay Blog Talk Radio, somehow someone used it. My credit card was already at the limit, but the credit card company notified me and sent me a new card so that I can be able to pay Blog Talk Radio for the services that they render unto me. And if it's not one thing, it's the next. But I'm just happy to be here and to be able to read to you. And I'm not the best reader, but we're finding out what the Bible has to say. In this Bible, as I have read for the last 5 years on Blog Talk Radio, this month, January, I think it was may have been around January the 11th, because the first week I was to come on Blog Talk Radio, I was just too scared to call in, and I did not. But that following week I did, and I have been going ever since. I thank you. Again, I started my program, the Feed My Sheep, it used to be Feed My Sheep Hour, with a TV33, their internet. And TV33 is located here in Detroit, Highland Park, Michigan. And I just love them over there. If I had the money, I would be sending in donations to them, because they helped me. God will help you, sheep or saints. If he has given you an assignment, he wants you to do that. It took me 27 years to get started. And let me go. Let me get started right now doing what I'm supposed to do, and that is to feed you sheep who are listening to me. And I thank you for that, because you could be listening or to some other program, or may not be listening at all. I am thankful for that, for you. Listen, turn your books to the book of Luke. We're going to read the book of Luke this month. We're going to start reading at chapter 1 today, and hopefully I will be able to read all of it. Let's start reading at Luke chapter 1, verse 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order the declaration of these things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which ministered. Let me start at verse 2. We're in Luke chapter 1, verse 2. Even as they delivered unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. The eyewitnesses were Matthew, for instance. I read the book of Matthew 5 years ago to you. Maybe, and I keep reading to you every now and then Matthew chapter 24, because and all of the chapters were important. But Matthew tells us about the end of the age, and as we see life passing through, we begin to understand what and see the things that are happening in the world, and we know that we are actually almost at the end of the age. We don't know what day our Heavenly Father will come, but he is very close. Let's listen to read verse 3. And what we're doing is preparing ourselves so that we can go into the gates when our Heavenly Father calls or comes again. We don't want to be like the 10 virgin. 5 of them were ready, and 5 of them were not ready. You know, hell has opened its mouth wide because our pastor seems not to be following the Bible, the books of the Bible. It tells you, this is why it's so important for you to read the Bible for yourself so that you can save yourself. Most of your pastors are not following the 10th commandment. For instance, the 4th commandment tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. You are, and that's in the book of the 10th commandment. It's in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And you can also find it in the book of Deuteronomy. And I started reading the 10th commandment about a week ago, at the end of finishing reading the book of Mark. But I need to finish reading the 10 commandments to you. Let me pick up reading at Luke chapter 1, verse 3. And if I have time today, I probably, which will not, but if I have time today, I will pick up reading the Ten Commandments. I remember leaving off at the Fifth Commandment, where you're supposed to honor your mother and your father. Let's read Luke chapter 1. Let's pick up reading at verse 3. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding in all things from the very first, to write unto you in order, most excellent Theophilus. Now, I don't know who Theophilus is, but in reading the Bible, we surely will find out who Theophilus is. Verse 4, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein you have been instructed. Verse 5, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abi, and Abi is like, in that particular course, is like being in a fraternity, and they have different sections. So Zacharias is in the course of Abi. And I'm reading again in verse 5. And his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Verse 6. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And this is what we are to do, sheep. Yes, we are the lost sheep that the Bible talks about, because we were brought to America. You'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. Those people who call themselves Jews who are in Jerusalem these days, I don't know who they are. They are, in my book, the children of Satan, as the book of Revelation, chapters 2, verse 9, and 3, verse 9, says they are the book of, they're the children of Satan. But I've been reading, and what I've read in the past, there are some Caucasian Mountain or Caucasus Mountain. I may be mispronouncing, but they are from over in Russia somewhere. That's those people, who those people are. And my mind has wants me, and I should have called and asked those people who were in, who are over there, if there were white Caucasians before 1948. I know that the United Nations and the United States put those Jews who say they are the children of Israel in that land in 1948. But God has good news for us. If we read the Bible, I read in the book of Jeremiah, I think it's around chapter 30, verse 10, God himself, Jesus, Yahshua himself, when the time to make this place right, he is going to save us from the impending disasters. Let's get back to reading. We are in Luke chapter 1, verse 6. And they both were righteous before God, walking in the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Barren means to have not given birth to children. Verse 8, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, and that's his rotation, it was his time to go into the church and execute whatever he was to do in the priest's office. For instance, every January he was supposed to go and execute in his rotation whatever it is that he was to do in the priest's office. And the next month would be someone else's turn and so forth. And then every year, once a year in January, it would be Zachariah's turn to go and execute what he was to do in the priest's office. Let's pick up reading verse 9. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of Yah, the Lord. And the whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel of the Lord said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." Remember that we just read verse 13, because the name John we'll have to remember later in reading of this book. Verse 14, "And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, and he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God." Verse 17, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah." In this book is spelled Elias, E-L-I-A-H, but actually it's also pronounced Elijah, and that's the name that I'm most familiar with spelled. Elijah is spelled E-L-I-J-A-H. They both are the same people. And I'm going to keep reading in verse 17. I'll start at the beginning of verse 17. "And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah." Well, sheep, I don't know who Elijah is, but we will find out if we keep reading in this Bible. And I believe that our Heavenly Father will let us know who Elijah is, to turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for Yah the Lord. Verse 18, "And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in age. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto you and to show you these glad tidings." Tidings means news. So he has brought him good news about his wife Elizabeth going to have a son that is to be named John. Verse 20, "And behold, you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believe it not in my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." When God gives you an assignment, he usually fulfills that assignment. Verse 21, "And the people waited for Zacharias, and many and marveled that he tarried Marvel means to wonder, that he tarried, and tarried means wait so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived means they became aware that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto him. You know what beckon means? That's a gesture with your hand that moves back up and forth, back and forth, saying like, come here. He beckoned unto them and remained speechless. Verse 23, and it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration, that is, the days that were fit, he had filled his time for ministering incense in the church were over. It was his time. When the ministration were accomplished, he departed and went to his own house. Verse 24. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. That means she became pregnant, and hid herself 5 months, saying, also hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach. Reproach here means shame among men. She had been shamed because she was unable to bear children, but our Heavenly Father has made her able to bear children in her old age. Hallelujah for that. Verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent forth from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth. That's news to me. I did not know that the city of Galilee was named Nazareth. Now, we both know and understand that, right, sheep? Verse 7, sent to a virgin, espoused. Espoused means she was to marry to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And for you sheep who do not know, Mary was a black woman like me. I'm going to dispel the myth that she was a white woman. And my mind is telling me that picture of this white woman who is the most famous white woman. I forget her name. But she was a black woman too. What they did was they painted over pictures because black people were in charge at one time. And now we're coming into our senses. Jesus is bringing this stuff back to us. What was her name? This picture, I'll think of that picture of this white woman that's supposed to be the most beautiful woman in the world, where her picture was painted over. She is, when they tell you who she is, don't be surprised that she is a black woman. Let's pick up here, verse 28. And the angel came unto her and said, hail, thou that are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Verse 29, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her in mind what manner of salutation means greeting, this should be. So she's wondering, what kind of greeting is this? Verse 30, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Verse 31, and behold, you shall conceive, that is, become pregnant in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Yahshua. But remember, sheep, the Adumians, or the white man, named him Jesus, or the Catholic Church named him Jesus when they allowed this Bible to be printed in 1611. And then they, I don't know if they, perhaps they never thought black folks would read this Bible, but we are. Verse 32, let's pick up reading. In verse 32, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So Jesus' father is David. Well, no, he's God. Don't let me get confused or confuse you. Let's read this Bible and read what it says. Verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob. That's us black folks. They call us African Americans, but we are the children of Abraham. Read Genesis chapter 15. Read all of it. I have read it maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever I read it. But Genesis chapter 15, it tells us, Abraham tells us that we will be captives and brought to a country where we don't know the language and whatever. I'm just paraphrasing. You read it for yourself. Let's pick up reading at verse 33, because I want to read all of Luke chapter 1 today. And he shall reign, that is, rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen to that. There will be no end to Jesus' kingdom. Verse 34, then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, also that holy thing, I don't know why it says thing, I think he said it said seed, which shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. And that's important, sheep. Remember this. Luke is talking now. He's saying things that make me want to shout. Verse 36, and behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. Verse 37, for with God nothing is impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went unto the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. So John the Baptist was born in the city of Judah. And Mary, some preachers have said, well, she was 13 or 14 years old. The Bible is not saying how old she was, but I think that she was a tad bit older than 13 or 14. Verse 40, and entering into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Salute means to give greetings to Elizabeth. She probably said, hi, cousin Elizabeth. Verse 41, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation or the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited. And blessed is the fruit of your womb. Verse 43, and whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation was, it says, verse 44, for lo, as soon as the voice of my salutation, my greeting sounded in mine ears or in her ears, the babe leaped. And I'm reading verse 44 incorrect. Let me read it correctly. And this is Elizabeth talking. For lo, as soon as your salutation, your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she that believed, for she shall be. Let me read verse 45 again. The devil is busy trying to not let me read, but I'm going forth in Yahshua's name, known as Jesus. Verse 45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from Yah the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Verse 47, my spirit has rejoiced in my God, my Savior. Let me read verse 47 again. It says, and my spirit has rejoiced in my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. I'm rejoicing with you, Mary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Mary, for bringing forth this baby. Verse 48, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, bring henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Let me read verse 48 again. You're blessing a black woman. Remember that. She brought forth. The devil is a liar. He has told people all over the world that Jesus was white, and that's a lie. Is Jesus was a black man or man of color. Verse 48 again, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaid, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. And that's why this abortions are here. They want you black women or us black women to kill up our babies. But not so. It stops here. When you become black, pregnant black women, bring your children, no matter what. Bring them to birth, because you could be birthing another Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 49, for he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. Verse 50, and the mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Verse 51, he has showed great strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their imagination of their hearts. Verse 52, he has put down the mighty from their seats. Hallelujah. And exalted them of low degree. That's us black people. Wake up in your mind. Read this Bible and get an understanding as I'm getting and passing on to you. Verse 53, he has filled the hungry with goods, with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. Amen for that. He has hoped. It's spelled H-O-P-E-N, hoping. That means he has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. Hallelujah. As, verse 55, as he spake to our father Abraham and to his seed forever. Verse 56, and Mary abode with her. The her is Elizabeth. 3 months and returned to her own house. I don't know if Mary was living by herself or with her family. Verse 57, now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered. That delivered means give birth. And she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousin heard how the Lord showed great mercy upon her. And they rejoiced with her. I'm rejoicing with you, Elizabeth. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. That means circumcise a boy. And they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. Remember in verse 13, I told you to remember verse 13, because Zacharias was told by the angel his son's name should be called John. Verse 61, and they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. Let me pick up reading at verse 60. And his mother answered and said, not so, he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of your kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. Marveled means to wonder all. Verse 64, and his mouth was filled immediately, and his tongue was, verse 64, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised the Lord. You see how the devil puts words into my mouth? He tried to make me read verse 64 incorrectly. Let's read verse 65. And fear came on all that dwelt around about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad. Noised means that they were spread about or told about throughout all the country, about all the hill country of Judea. Verse 66, and all they that heard laid them, let's read verse 66 again, and all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. Verse 67, and Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed us people. Hallelujah. Listen, people, black folk in the United States and other islands, we are redeemed. God has saved us. Verse 69. Well, I have 90 seconds left. I want to read it all. I pray that I can. And has raised up the horn of salvation in the house of his servant David. He has spoken by the mouth of the holy prophet, which has been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all the them that hate us and all of them that hate us. I am going to stop at verse 72. I want you, and I'll pick up next Sabbath at verse 72. Or I'll probably pick up at verse 69. Let's have a closing prayer today. Our Father, we, your lost sheep, who you are restoring and making us aware of your word, we thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. And I pray that, well, I'll say in Jesus' name, we say our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you for blessing us. See, remember to take Jesus with you everywhere you go. And next Sabbath, if it's God's will, it's my will, I'll see you then. I'll speak to you then. Hallelujah.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful.